We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
And Al Gore won that election. I think he won it anyway.
Actually, I think I carried Florida.
Bush versus Gore. A court took away a presidency.
If all the votes were counted in Florida, that Al Gore would be president today and George Bush would be back in office.
I come from Florida, where you and others participated in what I call the United States coup d'etat.
There's no doubt in my mind that Al Gore was elected president.
I rise to object to the fraudulent 25 Florida electoral votes.
I must object because of the overwhelming evidence of official misconduct, deliberate fraud, and an attempt
to suppress voter turnout. The chair must remind
me. It is signed by myself on behalf of my diverse constituents and the millions of Americans who have been disenfranchised by Florida's inaccurate vote count.
The Supreme Court, not the people of the United States, decided this election.
Speaking to a Democratic group in Chicago Tuesday, he made it clear he thinks Al Gore was the winner.
By the time it was over, our candidate had won the popular vote, and the only way they could win the election was to stop the voting in Florida.
Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results. Al Gore would be president.
The Supreme Court elected the president.
2004, yes.
Al Gore won the state of Florida in 2000, although not the presidency.
But the Supreme Court tampered? That's a large charge. The Supreme Court stopped the counting of the votes, and if they'd let the count go on, Al Gore would have got the necessary votes.
The Supreme Court selected George W. Bush as the president. He was not elected.
There is overwhelming evidence that George W. Bush did not win this election.
What I observed as a voter, as a citizen of Illinois, 4 years ago, were troubling evidence of the fact that not every vote was being counted.
I don't think that George W. Bush won the election in 2000 against Al Gore, because I think he probably lost Florida and also that nationwide.
If you invite me back on this show in about 8 weeks, I think you're going to learn that Al Gore actually did get all the votes there.
The court has been thwarting formation of the popular will, the most spectacular example being Bush versus Gore, where the majority by a 5-4 vote enjoined the counting of more than 100,000 ballots in Florida and essentially gave America its first court-appointed president.
I think in 2000, everybody thought, well, he did win the election, Al Gore.
After the election, when you stole the election, you came back here and said, get over it. No, we're not going to get over it.
You know it. I know it. They know it. We won that election.